I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
One behind the net, another. Stars with a chance off the pipe. Net, it's in. Maverick Bork. The first one rung out. But in the opening minute of this third period, Dallas has tied the game.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. The Stars have been tremendous this season. But.
Says who?
Stats? Eye test? All those cheering fans.
And what has Colorado been?
Unfreaking believable.
Yeah, the Stars have been, yes, tremendous is a fantastic word.
But how?
Or a tremendous word.
Can they get even better? 877-881-1053 if you want to get in on the conversation. How can the Stars be even better? There are three things that immediately pop to mind for me, but if
I have
y'all.
Four.
Oh. I feel like Corey should probably go first then.
Do you have five?
No, I'm not as good as you.
Thank you.
I try.
That would have been really neat.
Can we keep that as a drop?
No.
Just for me, I'll just have it around on my phone, you know?
Okay. Huh.
Number one, got to get healthy. I think that's easy. So that's really, I guess I only have three.
And then the Roope Hintz injury doesn't help with that. And
yeah, like that's... Getting healthy before the end of the season, though, you know, fingers crossed on all those
That's one.
Easy.
I'm with you, but I was going to say, and I know people got mad at me for this, unfortunately, this Stars team has had a really hard time piecing together any stretch of play where they haven't suffered another, like, injury to one of their really big players.
This is another one. This is me being hypercritical, but I don't think I'm being too critical, even though I'm being hypercritical. Find a way to get Otter fine-tuned before the playoffs. Because there's always that one goal that you're like, really?
Yes.
And so if I can find a way to get him fine-tuned, I will be happy.
This was my number one, maybe my number two, and maybe my number three. Fewer soft goals for Otter.
Okay, I got a little help for you there then, Kevin.
Okay, because, I mean, like, it's so weird. You see people talking about like, oh, should we have Casey DeSmith out there as the primary? He's playing better than Ottinger this season. And I realize that the numbers do support that case, both in terms of save percentage, in terms of goals against, and I get it. And I think Casey DeSmith has been awesome this year. But you're going to go in the playoffs as far as, in part, Ottinger can take you. So that might be numbers one, two, three, as far as you want to go.
Yeah. I mean, and we've... The one championship we have, we got to ride an amazing netminder all the way to
For
it.
For sure.
I mean, obviously, there was a lot of other things that went into it, but he was sterling throughout that playoff run.
Yes.
This will help this, Kevin.
Oh, help me.
You would love to see Myers and Bischel become an insanely big and powerful defensive pairing to go with some of the skilled offensive players that you have so that they can protect those guys and strike some fear in the opponents whenever you have your best skilled players on the ice. They're like constantly looking over their shoulder for big dudes who are skating down the ice with power. Myers definitely can pair with Harley if he needs to be. whatever Gullitson decides is the best grouping, he needs to get whatever that is locked in. But Kevin, if you have those 6'7", 6'8", dudes out there just destroying people, you're not thinking about, oh, I got to stop Robertson.
Yeah.
You're thinking about, I hope I don't get leveled on this next possession.
Now, I'm with you, and my version of that, and this is one of the reasons that I was excited that the Stars listened to our advice and went after Tyler Myers, is you have got to get consistent play from your right-handed defenseman. You think about who you think the best defensemen are on this team. Bischel, lefty. Harley, lefty. Miro, lefty. Esa Lindell, lefty. You are very strong on the left-handed side of your defenseman. That's one of the reasons that I love the move for Myers, because you just look across your roster and you just haven't gotten what you need from your right-handed defenseman. So I really am hoping that Tyler Myers comes in here and he asserts himself.
He does have a little bit of a propensity to turn the puck over, so we're going to have to figure something out there. But I like what you're saying, Kevin, that right side. You need fear from both sides.
Yes.
And if a netminder's sitting there looking at it going, you know, where's this puck coming from? If they can only lock in on the left,
yeah,
then they're golden.
Or if so, I can attack the same side.
Yeah, exactly.
And know, like, it kind of reminds you of the offensive line just a little bit, right? When you're like, I know people talk about stacking the box, but also wouldn't you be like, I don't know, I'm not stacking off to the right side. They're not going that way.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, Kevin, we live most of our lives based on the Mighty Ducks. And that
Are
pairing.
You want them to do flying bees?
The pairing of the Bash brothers. Like, we would love to see a Myers-Bischel line.
Oh yeah,
a pairing that just is unstoppable. But obviously, I'm leaving that up to Gullitson to figure out which one is the right one for Myers to fit with, because you might need some help other. And then the last one, Kevin, find a good groove for Bunting without sacrificing anything else from the other lines, because he has some physical traits that I really like on the offensive side,
sure,
of being able to clear space out and create space for himself and be able to put the puck in the net. Like, this is, we talk about Robertson and how he, when he's got some space and some time, he can make some beautiful things happen. Can he stand somebody up and put the puck in the net?
Yeah.
And I think Bunting occasionally, when he wants to, will stick his shoulder into somebody and create some areas where he can make that happen. So if you can find a good groove without sacrificing the rest of what your skill guys do, I think you're on to something. This is just the start, though, because the next group, the other guys.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Will also have to take a step up in the playoffs.
And I would love to tell you that I can say for a fact that's going to happen with Robertson, but I think that, I mean, you could say whatever you want, but until you actually see it. Now,
I'm a fingers crossed guy.
Okay, I would say good news coming out of the Colorado game. You don't have to take it from me. You can go to Gullitson himself. He said, I thought lots of our role players played very good games. So when you were just talking about that feels like, at this point in the season, as close to a playoff vibe as you're going to see. And even
yes,
then, it's not really quite the same. And he pointed out that he thought Colorado got probably the lowest chance output they've gotten in a long time. So we go to the numbers. Per Natural Stat Trick, Colorado had season lows in both scoring chances and high danger chances in 5-on-5, which is great. But I know people might be thinking, well, hold on. Didn't the game go to overtime at 4-4? And that goes back to, I think, both of ours' top point is you have to have fewer soft goals, whether you think that strictly falls on Ottinger. And I will say, I know it's a cooperation between the entire team and then between the defense and Ottinger, but there and DeSmith, but there are some goals.
Complimentary hockey.
Yes. I don't know,
nobody's really ever come up with that term before. So.
Oh, you just invented it. I like that. But there are some times where I'm like, come on, dude. The defense did their job. You had a clean look. You got to be able to stop that. And so on the one hand, you're pumped that your five-on-five play has looked significantly better. You saw that defensively against Colorado. But when you still give up four goals, do you really give a crap?
Mm-hmm. Kevin, you know, one of the things I've noticed regarding some of the struggles the Stars have in the playoffs is they'll go through, and maybe this was a DeBoer thing, I don't know. It just felt like, was it Edmonton? They couldn't get across mid-ice a lot of times without meeting contact. And sometimes they're going to move the zone on you. And you have to be prepared to be able to get through that or get the puck past that so that you can do that. I want to be that kind of team.
Okay.
Where people can't get past mid-ice because they're just like, holy crap, these dudes.
So you know how you just invented an eloquent hockey term. I'm going to give you a non-eloquent.
Complimentary hockey.
Yes, I'm going to give you a non-eloquent hockey term. Half-ass control.
Okay.
It felt like the Stars ran into a lot of half-ass offensive control, where technically they had control of the puck, but you could already tell that the system and the form they were trying to bring to the other side of the ice was breaking down. So you're like, I know you technically have it, but I don't know about that. So there are some other good things that I think are positive when you talk about, I'm going to keep going back to this, other people stepping up or theoretically the role players stepping up. Dallas had scored a power play in 9 straight games, the last 6 of which they did without Rantanen and mostly without Hintz, too. So you're talking about 2 huge parts of your power play, and you've still been able to be really consistent. And then Hintz, Foxa, and Sagan. Those were the Stars' top 3 faceoff guys in the playoffs last year. You've been without all of them for long stretches of the season, and in some instances, the entire season. And still, you've had other players in small sample sizes so far, but you've had other players step up and be really, really good in the faceoff circle. So that's something that I'm encouraged by, because I know we've been nitpicking. And that's the thing. Outside of the goaltending, I think a lot of this is nitpicking, but that's what you got to do if you want to win a championship, right?
Nitpicking with a purpose.
Yes,
like, this
exactly.
Isn't nitpicking because we hate them. We're nitpicking because we're like, how do we take it from tremendous to exceptional?
Yeah, because you're tired of being in the Western Conference Finals, and it's such a weird dynamic, right? We talk about this all the time with the Cowboys. You would kill to get to that same part in the playoffs. But for the Stars, that ain't good enough. You fired your coach because you said it's not good enough to get to the Final Four anymore.
Is that why?
I do think that
is why. I
think
because he hurt the feelings of your
goaltender. I think that might have contributed, but I still think it's because they got to the same point and they kept losing. And you've seen some positive things right there, whether it's people stepping up at the faceoff circle, people stepping up on the power play. You have seen some positive developments right there.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I as long as Mikko comes back healthy, you'll have a competitive superstar. I mean, he's your superstar.
Sure.
Robertson is a star on the Stars.
He's got to do it in the playoffs to be superstar.
I agree. And we saw the moment last year from Mikko. Like, we got the game. We got the one that said, oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Then he also disappeared in the game. And you were like, hold on. But you're like, but what about that one game against Colorado where he saved everything?
I don't know if this is possible, Alec. If we could get, for a future date, that call when Rantanen gets the free puck and finishes out his hat trick, just as a pick-me-up at any point that we're feeling sad, you could just play that highlight and it will fire all of us up again.
It might be as effective as you're not dreaming. Rangers fans, you're not dreaming.
Especially if they would have won the cup. That, I think you're probably right about that. Now, Corey, I think you'll appreciate this. From the 940, the refs need to quit cheating and stop calling penalties against us.
We will talk a little bit about cheating refs in the C block today. So,
from the 8, okay, you're looking for something different. All right. From the 817, goaltending, got to tighten up the defense and stop taking stupid penalties. And right there, because I know Ed from Denton was kind of joking around, but that right there is the difference. You're always going to have penalties. How many of those penalties can you look back and go, good night, man? Was that high sticking necessary? Was that hooking, tripping? Feels like those are the three that you're like, come on, dude.
And then how many of them are you like, he took a dive? That was embellishment.
I feel like the NHL is doing better
with
that.
They have done a lot better at it. No, you're right. It's the stupid penalty is that moment of he was trying too hard and just lost control of whatever. You know, like the dude was trying to make a play. And he went outside of himself to do it, and he didn't need. That's where we call it stupid.
Yes,
you think of it because in the play, like we're all, how could we get on the ice and do that? No, but these guys are paid millions.
I'm
of dollars.
Not here They're to argue that at all.
And they know when they go out, they do the wrong thing because they try to do something that they shouldn't have. You know, we know that, and that's the discipline that it takes. That's the discipline that it takes to be that championship team because you cannot cost your ice time, which will cost your team.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.